you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Let me say to you in advance, we're dealing with an issue that normally issues are controversial anyway, but it's got a little more controversial today. Well, I'm talking about freedom of speech in general, but I marquee out front, among other things that it says on the marquee. It's a revolving marquee, LED, with different slogans and statements and questions. And it happens to have one on there. Are Democrats really Americans? Are Democrats really Americans? You'd be surprised the response we have received. And it proves the very point that I want to make today, that Democrats are un-American, unholy, ungodly, and that which is contrary to what the Word of God says in general. Now, that doesn't mean that every Democrat's going to go to hell, but it does mean that if you follow the Democratic ideology and you uphold and embrace the ideology that is carried by the Democratic Party, it's an impossibility to say two things. Impossibility to say that you're saved, and secondly, an impossibility to say that you're a true patriotic American. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to do a little comparison and contrast with our founding fathers, what they said, what they believed, and how they responded, and what we see taking place in two different parties today, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. So I pray that you'll stay tuned and understand that as we face the issues, we recognize, for example, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness, by the way, that word means rightness before God. Righteousness exalteth, lifts up, glorifies a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And that's what we see taking place today, I believe, directly out of the Democratic Party. And so I want us to understand what is taking place and why it is taking place and how we should respond to it. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the issues and as we face them, as we do each and every day, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I've said many times, and I'll say again, at the risk of redundancy, we need to review issues, face them squarely, but you use the prism of the Word of God. The prism of the Word of God. What does the Scripture say? How should we respond to what the Bible says in relationship to what we see locally, nationally, internationally, ladies and gentlemen, and in particular what we see taking place today in the realm of civil government? The Bible calls it civil government. We call it politics today. Let me just do a little parenthetical footnote at this juncture, in case you've never tuned in before, in case you are all concerned about what might be said in relationship to a particular political party. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, it's based on the authority of the Scripture. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord will endure forever. And that's the position that we take, we ought to take as we view issues. We need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. And we're talking about truth. We're not talking about ideological bent. We're not talking about political jargon. We're not talking about denominational dogma. We're talking about truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely what we see taking place today. Those that hate truth, those that reject truth, those that will not have, cannot have, do not know how to have a calm, collected, intellectual communication about differentiation of what is happening in Washington, what is happening with the Republican and the Democratic Party, and more particularly what is taking place with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we wake up, sit up, and as old cliche goes, smell the coffee and recognize what is taking place today. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my stand. That's where we ought to be even now. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a Democrat or Republican. We need to take a stand on truth. Now, we're going to talk about truth today. And if truth hurts, so be it. Someone said, when you throw a rock into a, a pen of dogs, the one that barks is the one that got hit. You can tell the one that gets hit because he's the one that barks. We find a lot of barking today out of the Democratic Party because of what is taking place with President Trump's fast track of having the Trump effect on not only America but around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just about another moment or two, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're asking the question today, who is a real American? And the question secondarily would be, are Democrats really Americans? And I'm not saying now, or do they have their green card? I'm not saying, are they truly born in America? That's not the question. Are they truly Americans? What does America stand for? What does our founding fathers say and do in relationship to morals, ethics, and values? I'm looking at an article, and I'll just read a blurb or two of it and take our callers. America's first founding fathers on morality and government. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue, John Adams. John Adams further says, if thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society because it can be civilized or made free. John Adams. John Quincy Adams said this, there are three points of doctrine of the belief which forms the foundation of all morality. The first is the existence of God. The second, the immortality of the human soul. The third is a future state of rewards and punishments. Suppose it possible for a man to disbelieve either of these three articles of faith, and that man will have no conscience. He will have no other law than that of the tiger and the shark. The laws of man may bind him to chains, or may put him to death, but they can never make him wise, virtuous, or happy. John Quincy Adams. Samuel Adams said, "Neither the wisest consultation nor the wisest laws can secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt." Let me read that again. "Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws can secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt." Ladies and gentlemen, if I had no other statements to make today, if I had no other indications to go on than that corrupt factor, as we talk about the two parties and what is literally taking place in America today, may I say that we are divided today as a nation, ethnically, socially, morally, politically, and spiritually. Ladies and gentlemen, today's America is so vastly different from our patriotic founding fathers. Just think of where America would be in the past and where it is today. America has only two political parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Listen, I'm not saying that all Republicans are good moralists, but I am saying that it is my opinion that we can find several things about the Republican Party in contrast to the Democratic Party that causes me to personally question whether or not a Democrat that adheres to and holds on to the philosophy and the ideology of the Democratic Party, it's an impossibility to say that they're truly an American. They may be born in America. They may be considered American. They may even occasionally put an American flag on their front porch. I doubt that'll happen, by the way, but that may be the case. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a vast difference in what I would call a patriotic American and what we're seeing, the, generally speaking, in the Democratic Party today. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Hello?
Yes, good morning. Go ahead with the question.
Good morning. Yes, sir. I tell you what, it's not the Democratic Party, because they keep saying that they don't say that we are a republic. We are not what they want to call. I call them Democrats, like demons. Mm-hmm. They want to tear this country down and make it the way they want it to make. A socialist society, really, I believe.
Well, Kenneth, we're witnessing that every day. If they truly were Americans, if they truly were considered patriot Americans today, they would be vitally interested in holding the hands up of President Trump, the first president in the history of America, that's trying to chop waste, trying to discover waste, fraud, and abuse through what is called the Department of Economic Government Excellence. If the Democrats were really, truly patriotic Americans, they'd be applauding that. But nevertheless, they're not applauding it. They're fighting against it. They're threatening the president. They're threatening Elon Musk. They're threatening our republic. As you said, it's not a democracy. It is a republic. We're a constitutional republic with the representative form of government that I don't believe the Democrats have ever recognized in a lifetime. We're devolving into a democracy that is where mob rules, and they're trying to apply that with their mob rule mentality to try to tear down and destroy what President Trump is trying to do. So it behooves each of us, Kenneth, to pray and ask God to enlighten, to illumine the hearts and the minds of multitudes of Democrats. Listen, it's possible for a Democrat to get saved. He's got to admit sin. He's got to turn from his wicked ways, receive Christ as Savior, and determine that he's going to obey and be obedient to what the Word of God says. I don't see that happening in today's Democratic Party. But, Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I'm glad that you clarified that they are Americans. I fundamentally do think that they are Americans. However, what I differ with is their ideology. My father often told me that birds of a feather do flock together. And, of course, you've always got that. If the bombers are over target and receiving flak, you know they're close. But it's a shame that the Democratic Party in politics has strayed away from the original founding fathers' ideology.
Yes, that's my whole
regards,
point. Absolutely.
Yes, in regards to what this nation was founded on and why it was founded that way. Solomon wrote extensively in Ecclesiastes about man's condition. And if the one thing that I have learned from that book, nothing new is under the sun, the same things that they are doing now, it's not the first time in history that a politician, which is a Latin phrase for changing minds, has attempted to use these types of strong-arm tactics and manipulation. You can read about Marcus Aurelius in the Roman, early Rome, and how they were doing these exact same types of fundamental, for lack of a better word, Alinsky attacks on their opponents to sway public opinion. And if they were true Christians, the saddest part of that is, even if they do find Christ, I'm not talking true Christian, but if they find Christ, there are plenty of radical pastors and preachers out here that are willing to embrace that ideology and find a couple of minuscule scriptures there to back them, and then promote these terrible ideas that are completely antithetical to Christianity itself and what Jesus spoke of. I mean, the blind leading the blind is what one of the things that Jesus spoke about in John, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jim, you're exactly right. One of the things that I would like to put in as a little parenthetical footnote to what you have said, when it comes down to looking at what our founding father said and viewing that under the, through the prism of the Word of God in light of what we see happening in the Democratic Party today. Let me read this from Charles Carroll. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. Benjamin Franklin said this: only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. James McHenry said this: in vain, without the Bible, we increase penal laws and draw entrenchments around our institutions. Bibles are strong entrenchments. Where they abound, men cannot pursue wicked courses and at the same time enjoy quiet conscience. Jedediah Morris said this: To the kindly influence of Christianity, we owe that degree of civil freedom and political and social happiness which mankind now enjoys. Let me give you a final one. James Winthrop, Jim, said this: men, in a word, must out of necessity be controlled either by a power within them or a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. And that's exactly what I'm wanting us to understand today. Because, Jim, what I'm finding is a viciousness. In fact, I read an article just this morning talking about the difference of the Democratic Party just in the past several years. And a major, major percentage, I believe it was like 62 or 67%, are now adamantly opposed to anything and everything that we call morals, ethics, and values in society. And unless we have that moral value that is the fundamental foundation for America, we fail as a nation. We collapse and we crumble as a nation. And this is the reason I'm so thankful to see. And I don't put Donald Trump on a pedestal and say he's a perfect person. He is just like every human being on the face of the globe, a flawed, sinful human being. But I am thankful to see his effort to drain the swamp, destroy the sewer that's destroying America, and it is beholding and now being embraced openly, tenaciously by the Democratic Party. And so with that being said, my question goes back to, are Democrats really American? I'm talking about Americans with morals and ethics and values, where the flag is flown, where the Bible is read, where the pledge to the flag is embraced in our schools. Where do they stand? Most of the time, it's against anything and everything that we call morals, ethics, and values. Jim, what is your state? What are your thoughts in relationship? What's the cure for where we are in America today with what is happening, with the Democratic Party openly threatening the Supreme Court, with the Democratic Party openly threatening Elon Musk and President Trump, with the Democratic Party openly wanting to undermine, tear down, and destroy all that we have as Americans if they can't control it. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are is they are on the wrong side of Christ. Definitely on that there, that they are actually doing the bidding. I mean, you know, if you read through the Bible there, God talks about a lot of the things that he dislikes, sowers of dissent, people that are whispers and backbiters there. Anything that's going to make a society unstable or deny Jesus Christ is not on the side of Christ there. They're not even being lukewarm about it, so they're completely on the other side of the spectrum whenever it comes to the Word of God and to His Son, Jesus Christ. And that in of itself is going to create a lot of problems, regardless of what they want to stand on, what soapbox, and say that this political party is this. It's not. The things that they endorse are the very things that will corrupt and break down any civilization or any society, because they're not accepting even moral rules, laws for me but not for thee. I've never understood that mindset, and it's actually quite a saddening thing to look at. There are individuals out here that would see this country burn to the ground just to rule over the ash pile.
Yes, and when you see the chanting in front of federal buildings, the absolute explicatives that they use in challenging Trump and challenging DOGE and what's being done to discover fraud and abuse and waste, when you see that taking place, and they're making the decision publicly that we're against the uncovering of fraud. We're against the uncovering and the determination of what is waste. That is a good indication that there is a problem within that element, that they do not want their, quote, if you use the term, sins being found out. In fact, Jim, I'll leave you with this. In Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I believe we've just gone through a four-year period of mourning, and we still have mourning that is before us as a result of those within the realm of the, I call it, the loose, lax, lost, liberal Democratic Party. Now, I'm not saying that a Democrat can't get saved, but if a Democrat gets saved, it's going to make a difference in their outlook on life. Their morals, ethics, and values that they presently embrace will not be the ones they will embrace as a Christian conservative patriot. But Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you
for your insight on this. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question to the comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Yes, what happened is that with the Democrats, they are crying because they keep back that they receive from all these countries getting money. It's like that senator from the Menendez from New Jersey, how much money they took. They don't talk about that. They like to talk about Trump, that they cutting the budgets. They have to do it because otherwise, you know, it's like that senator from Georgia, that is a priest in from the, I think it's Martin Luther King Church. How can
yes.
he, a priest, be part of in favor of homosexual? You know, and how can you vote for something like that? I believe that he's not a believer.
Well, listen, Santiago. One of the things that I believe is factual, and I would love to hear a Democrat call and answer the question, how is it possible to call it morals and ethics and values in embracing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, embracing murder by way of abortion, embracing fraud by way of theft through phony organizations through the federal agencies. How is it possible to say that you have morals, ethics, and values when you stand for everything that the Bible stands against, and when you stand, as you said about the preacher out of Georgia that believes that abortion is okay, believes the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is all right, that the homosexual agenda is okay. I believe that Warnock is the one's name, but maybe he's a senator. It's antithetical to anything that's called morals and ethics and values for America. So you're exactly right. What is your, in your opinion, I'll put you on the spot now, what is your opinion? How can this be cured in America?
I believe if when you put God first and believe what they say, I believe everything can change. But the man, they're looking for the only money to get rich, all that. They have to go to God first. And then when they repent of their sins, then that's the only way that they can be back to God.
Brother, you're exactly right. And when you read the scripture, and as I think for a moment on what you said, you go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and you look at verses 9 and 10, and you find that God condemns that which is taking place, that we are watching in the Democratic Party, they embrace. They're embracing all of the things that the Bible says will send a person to a devil's hell. And as a result of that, the only hope would be for those individually, and if possible collectively, to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. That's the only hope. That's the only way that we'll find anything that will be sustaining for America's future. If we go back to what the Bible says, go back to our founding fathers and what they said about morals, ethics, and values that's needed so desperately in society today. But brother, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on. Keep praying, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that, first of all, I contend is a free expression. Our billboard, our marquee out front, has dozens and dozens and dozens of quips and quotes and sayings on an annual basis. It rotates about every 30 seconds with about a dozen to two dozen different sayings. One of them happens to be, are Democrats really Americans? And I'm talking about not just Americans as a citizen by birth. I'm talking about, are they really Americans? Do they embrace the flag? Do they embrace life, pro-life, and not pro-death? Do the Democrats embrace everything that we call central biblicist viewpoint? Or is it that they're taking a stand against morals and ethics? Listen, President Trump has signed an executive order restoring religious liberties, freedom of speech, and the Christian conservative values, and set up a commission within the federal government to seek out and find and do away with all Christian bias within the federal government. Why is that necessary? Because we've had Christian bias where Christians and conservatives and patriots have been persecuted and prosecuted during the entire Obama and then with the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time we get back to fundamental basics of morals and ethics and values. The founding father, John Adams, again, the only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. We've gotten away from the virtuous mindset and the virtuous activities within the realm of the Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at my opinion, you can have your opinion if you like. Most Republicans believe in our Constitution, therein our Bill of Rights. Most Republicans believe in the freedom of speech, religious liberties, the right to keep and bear arms, that you cannot search a person's car or his home without a warrant. It is having that privilege of being protected by our Bill of Rights. Most Republicans stand for that. And most Democrats stand against everything that we find that is near and dear in our Bill of Rights. Most Republicans are against the immoral, unholy, ungodly LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Most Democrats stand for it and embrace it openly, and through the transgenderism LGBTQ sodomite agenda of Joe Biden, it permeates all federal agencies even today that President Trump is feverishly trying to remove so that it protects the morals, the ethics, and the values issues. Most Republicans stand against murder by way of abortion, yet the Democrats stand for murder by way of abortion, even if that baby is born, to put that child to death. Now, how do you cope with that and say that there's virtue in America and the American governmental system? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, and WATY